Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Side of today's court, great pride parade. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the show. Of course, we come to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the original. And yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning boxing writer and a four-time Golden Glove champion, so I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? I'm not buying the pay-per-views. You are. Are you buying the pay-per-views? Let me know. You can tweet me at not average Pedro, but is anybody buying the pay-per-views? Everybody I know, and I hate to say not everybody I know. I can't say that the impeccable one doesn't have a hot box, but everybody I know just about has a hot box. They don't want to cop to it. So when I call them, I go, are you watching the fight? They go, When I go, why are they going, I don't know why they're going. Either you are or you aren't. But when you call somebody and there's a big major fight going on, you ask them, hey, are you watching the fight? They go, yeah. That means they're stealing the fight. That's basically what it boils down to. And the majority of my friends, I hate to admit, are probably stealing the fight. They're not admitting it to me. They're taking the fifth, but the bottom line is they are probably stealing the fight. So therefore, if that many people are stealing these fights on pay-per-view, how the hell are they making any money? You tell me. We'll bring in Tommy D after the break. Court. He's the Sunday Shot Caller. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Last night, Teofimo Lopez was a winner, but there's not a whole lot to talk about there except for the fact that the guy, Clevitt, that fought him, of course, from Scotland or England or something like that, he brought it all as far as intestinal fortitude was concerned. He was big on will, little on skill, and Teofimo won over 12 rounds. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is your inside look in the world of boxing.
Quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. It's our President's Day special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is JD Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to worldwidesharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
You know what? I miss the macho man, Hector Camacho. I don't know if I told you this or not, but I probably have. One time I was fighting with my ex-wife. May she rest in peace. No, I only wish she was dead. But the bottom line is, we were fighting on the phone. I was in Atlantic City, and we were, like, fighting. You know, I said, let me talk to my daughter. So I was talking to my daughter on the phone, and it's long distance, you know, expensive call, the whole nine yards. So the ex-old lady grabs the phone and says, that's enough, and she hangs up. So anyway, I'm screaming. We're in this office, and Hector Camacho says, you know what, let me call that girl. So he calls her on the phone. He goes, hello? He goes, yeah. He goes, who is Olga there? He goes, yeah. She goes, yeah. Who's this? He goes, this is Hector. She goes, Hector who? And the witchiest term she could ever. I mean, she sounded like a B.I. you know what, without a doubt. She like exposed herself of being the you know what she was, okay? The whole thing. He goes, Hector Camacho, baby. And she like melted on the phone. He goes, why won't you let the young man talk to his daughter? What's the matter with you? Anyway, that's my Hector Camacho story. Great guy. Of course, I got some other stories, but that's one of the positives. Now, next week, there's all kinds of guys fighting before we go to the results last night. But I think the MVP, and I'm bringing Tommy D, of course, the shot caller for Sunday, and ask him, is William Cepeda the best fighter fighting next week, and that including Shakur Stevenson? Is Cepeda the best? I mean, think about that.
Wow, that's you led me off with a tough question. That's a tough one. I mean, I like William Cepeda, but, I mean, you know, Shakur's the guy. Shakur's the guy that, you know, he's backed by the big promotional company. He was the Olympian, you know, and, you know, he's more of the bigger name.
Yeah,
right,
but
now.
But you need to take Viagra to get into almost. I mean, he almost fights in a boxing impotent way. You've almost got to take Viagra to watch him.
Yeah, especially after his last fight. His last fight, you know, it was like watching a track meet, you know, with him. You know, running around the ring for like, you know, for 12 rounds. So, yeah, but I mean, I expect him to do a lot better this weekend. You know, it's a homecoming. You know, it's a good card. You know, it's in his hometown in New Jersey. He's fighting a guy that's going to come to fight. He's not going to come there to lay down. He gave a tough performance against Frank Martin. Some people thought he beat Frank Martin. So, I want to safely say, I think I expect to see Shakur with a great performance this Saturday.
All right, so the opponent, and the reason why you didn't bring up his name, because it's a tough one, Arthur Harudium. How's that? Does that sound pretty good?
I think that's pretty good.
Okay, all right.
I don't think I could do better.
Yeah, all right. He's 12-1 with 7 KOs, and, of course, he did lose that one fight to Frank Martin. It was a unanimous nod. Of course, that was in Las Vegas. And Martin, at that point in time, was the A side of the record.
Yeah, he was the A side. But this guy's tough. I mean, you know, I was saying, you know, a lot of people thought he won. He's an Olympian. I think he's Armenian, but, you know, I think he was raised in Germany, so he represented Germany in the Olympics. So, you know, he's got some type of accolades, you know, and a decent background. So, I mean, I think this is a worthy, tough opponent, you know, for Shakur. And a homecoming fight, which, you know, when you fight at home, you get built with a lot of pressure, too. So, you know, I expect it to be a good fight.
You know, fighting at home, here's what's up. Fighting home, this is what I used to get when I fought in the Golden Gloves here. I would get these calls from my relatives who I hadn't heard from in like 8 or 10 years, maybe even longer than that, okay? I'm serious. I get a call from them on the phone. It's like the morning I'm weighing in, this and that. I go, I'm at the weigh-in, right? And I go, yeah, hello, hey, Pete, can you get me some tickets? You haven't called me like in 10 years. You called me for tickets? Those are relatives. Those are boxing relatives, no doubt about that. Now, when we look at Teofimo, let's take it back. Let's stick on next week's fights. Shakur Stevenson, of course, the 2016 Olympic silver medalist, poised for stardom by Bob Arum. Why is he not a star, per se? Why is it? I mean, it wasn't just that last fight, man. You know, there's a saying that he moved to Alabama or somewhere like that. The impeccable one said, listen, man, you need to get out the hood. Okay, so he went down to like Alabama or Mississippi or something like that. He left Newark, New Jersey. He lives in some southern state now where he can train in isolation. But the bottom line is sometimes you can take the boy out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the boy. Do you feel me?
I 1,000% agree with you, and I totally understand. You know, Shakur, you know, I think his biggest issue and his biggest problem besides him, you know, not engaging in much in matches and fights is his mouth and his Twitter fingers. You know, he's constantly on Twitter starting problems and talking, you know. I think those type of fighters need to stop doing it and get off the internet.
The impeccable one reminds me of the fact that he kicked some girl when he was on YouTube. Wasn't he kicking that girl on YouTube? Girl was on the ground. He was kicking that girl in some gas station or some fast food joint, something like that?
Something like that. I think he kicked her when he's down. I don't know the entire story.
But, hey, you know, no, you don't have to know the entire story. That's enough right there.
No.
Unless she had a gun, unless she was pointing the gun at him, he shouldn't have been kicking her.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right.
A girl? Kicking a girl on the ground?
Yeah.
Like Tony Ayala. I don't know if you remember who Tony Ayala was. Tony Ayala was like this brute out of Texas, anyway, San Antonio. He was undefeated. He was supposed to be a world champion. This and he never had. Anyway, he before Dan Duva and these guys signed him as a promotional thing with Lou Duva being the trainer or the co-trainer, he got into a beef in a San Antonio drive-in theater, and some girl was on the ground, and he kicked this girl so many times he ruptured her spleen. So they had to pay her like $150,000. And then later in life, and the New Year's Eve of 1983, I think, Tony Ayala raped his neighbor. He stuffed his sweat sock. He took off his sock and stuffed it down her throat and almost choked her to death as he sexually assaulted her. Of course, he went to jail for like 10 or 12 years, 15 years. And then when he got out, he tried to come back and he got lit up a little bit. But the bottom line is he died of a heroin overdose. And I hate to say it, I never like to glorify people's death, but if there's ever a guy that needed to depart this planet, it was Tony Ayala Jr. I'm sorry. Sorry to go into that kind of rant, but he was a piece of work.
Yeah, that's awful.
I mean, but here's what's up. This is why there's reminiscent. I mean, I'm thinking of that. I'm thinking of Shakur. I mean, Shakur kicks a girl on the ground. I mean, good Lord, man. Unless that girl had an M16 and was pointing at you, why would you kick her?
You're right. I mean, why you kick anybody once they're down? I mean, you're 1,000% correct.
Okay. So Shakur, I got to put it this way. Shakur is still got lots of talent. But he's still a big question mark because of the fact that he can't seem to get his act together, both in the ring and out of the ring. I mean, he's dysfunctional.
Yeah, he's big, dysfunctional. And you know what? This is his last fight under the contract. And people, you know, are wondering if he's going to, you know, re-sign with Top Rank or go somewhere else. So this is a big fight.
Here's a question for you. Ryan Garcia and Conor Benn are both banned or suspended or some kind of stuff. What if they can go to Saudi Arabia and fight all they want, huh?
I think so. I think. Yeah. I mean, sometimes these commissions they fall in line and like.
No.
But Conor Benn is banned in the UK, but he's able to fight here in the United States.
And he's banned for taking PEDs, right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not a PED expert, and Tommy D, of course, the shot caller for Sunday, is on the line, of course, from the Bronx. We'll talk about Sir Thomas Dillamuth. But I'm not an expert on steroids or that kind of good stuff. I used to have a doctor that I talked to, but she is sort of like passed away. How do you – did Ryan take enough of this drugs to make it matter? I mean, was there enough of – I mean, talk to me about that. What do you know?
I mean, to me, I don't know. I don't know how much he took. The point is, and the fact is, why did he take it, and why was it in the system? I think that's important.
Okay.
For everyone.
Some controversy as to whether he was tested like a couple days before and it was negative, and he was tested like the day of the fight or afterwards and it was positive?
Yes, I did hear about that.
Okay, so
but then I also heard that the day of the testing after the weigh-in, he was nowhere to be found until like 7 or 8 o'clock, and you know, and supposedly he was getting IV treatments, which supposedly kind of mask.
You know what? Here's what's up. Another thing, the IV treatments. Here's what's up. I used to get IV treatments. I was a pioneer of this stuff long time ago. And this was all a psychological thing. My doctor would say to me, you know, I'd be down to like 140, 142 pounds, going to make 139. And he'd say to me, come on down. He goes, we'll give you a B12 shot. So they'd give me a B12 shot. And psychologically, that made me feel better. You know what I'm trying to say? Okay, yeah. But it probably had no effect on my performance. But we used to do the IVs. We used to do the IV drips in his office for about half hour, 45 minutes. And he would put water back in my system and fluids back in my system and this and that. And, you know, I didn't think it was cheating.
I mean, it's still an advantage as far as, like, I mean, he didn't make weight, right?
No. But that's what I'm trying to say. As long as there's no drugs involved, I'm not cheating.
No, in that case, no, because you took a B12. Is that illegal?
No, of course. No, it's not illegal. Of course not. What I'm trying to say, though, is is that these PEDs, the guys are getting popped with. Look, Canelo got popped. I think he got a 6-month suspension. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. Roy Jones got popped. And what did he do? He donated some money to the Indiana Boxing Commission, and they walked. They said, goodbye. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the entire story. Apparently, there's going to be a lawsuit involved in this as well. So maybe more things will come out. Apparently, Ryan and Bill were on Twitter on some type of platform arguing with each other, and then Ryan said that he got the Ostrin from some guy named Scooter, which supposedly is affiliated with the Haney camp. You know, so I don't know. Ryan says a lot of things, and I just don't know what to believe out of that guy.
Well, Ryan's absolutely out of his mind. But listen. Yeah. I really don't want to hear too much more of Devin Haney and his father. I just wish they would go away. If they want to come back and fight after the surgery, more power to them. But until then, just shut the duck up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Listen, I'm not scared of these guys. These guys think they intimidate me, and they think that they're scared. Oh, well, if they're scared, that's all I know. I'm going to bring the pain to them. And that's all it is. Then we're going to see how tough you are. Tough guy. I like tough guys. All the time in prison, I always ran these guys. They were tough. When they were in, they ain't tough. When they get confronted, they ain't tough. When I bring that pain to them, they ain't tough. They ain't never, they think they know they've been around crazy niggas. Oh, no. They don't know one. They don't know a crazy nigga. No, they really don't.
Glitches be what they are. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Last night, of course, the premier fight in my mind was the Juan Francisco Estrada fight taking on Jesse Bam Rodriguez. Of course, Rodriguez won, I believe, in seven rounds. But we are going to go back with Tommy D coming to us from the Bronx. And how hot is it in the Bronx today, Tommy?
Oh, it's about 90, I think, but the humidity is really bad. It's the humidity that really makes it so much worse.
You know, I went to Houston one time, and that was pretty rough doing television in Houston. We did it outdoors, and I was sweating like a pig, and I kept looking myself on camera and kept wiping it off and wiping it off. Didn't work, man. I used to sweat the entire time. Anyway, let's talk about the Estrada Bam Rodriguez fight last night and the scoring. One judge from San Jose, California, actually Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world, former Gilroy policeman, Steve Morrow, had it 58-54. For Bam Rodriguez, but the other guys had it. One guy had it, Javier Camacho had it the other way for Estrada, I think 57-56. And one judge had it even, Robert Tapper, 56-56. What were these guys watching?
I have no idea.
How many knockdowns? There was a knockdown in the fourth round. I mean, how many times did he get dropped? Three times?
Well, he got dropped. I think he got dropped twice. He got dropped twice. So Estrada got dropped twice and Bam got dropped once. But get this, in my opinion, in the fourth round when Bam got dropped, I thought Bam did enough to get it, make it a 10-9 round at the least. You know, I thought Bam dominated this fight.
Okay. Well,
you know, besides the knockdown, that was pretty much the only flurry, you know, that Estrada had. Now, Estrada got knocked down in the third or second round. And Estrada did look good in that round, and then he got knocked down. But overall, out of six rounds, Bam dominated this fight. I don't know what, you know, the judge was trying to do here, you know, if this fight would have went the distance. But
it was the changing of the guard, without a doubt, at 115 pounds, of course. Yeah. You know what? And Estrada had been off a couple of years, a long time, and he was 34 years old. I think he's 34 years old. You know, I hope to God, and I really do, I hope he's put aside enough money and made enough money to where he can live a decent life. You hear what I'm saying? And just it's time for him to go. See, he's not going to pull the plug here. He's probably going to have a few more fights. And you watch, down the road, those few more fights will be what sort of leads to a detrimental health condition.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Time to get out. Hey, sweetie, you didn't get to watch Sonny Edwards last night, did you?
No, I missed that fight. I know it went to a technical decision.
Yeah, he's a funny guy to watch because he can't punch at all. I mean, the impeccable one's knocking people out left, right, left and right compared to Sonny Edwards. I think Sonny's like 21-1 with four knockouts, okay? And the four knockouts were guys that just quit, I think, because he never knocked anybody out. Anyway, outboxed Adrian Curiel, who's moving around the ring pretty good. And, you know, I like the guy, but he's another guy. If you can't punch, it's like going to a gunfight with a knife.
Yeah, it's true. And he's another guy that fought Bam Rodriguez. And, you know, he was competitive in the fight, but, you know, he wasn't going to hurt Bam at all in that fight, obviously, because he can't punch. You know, he's a solid guy. He's going to be competitive. He's going to make the fight look a little bit entertaining, you know. But, you know, who can he beat? Who can he stop? You know, so.
All right. Now, listen, another I don't know what to call it. How can I put this? I watched this WBC fight last night between the super bantamweight champion, Yamil Mercado. She's 24-3 now with 5 knockouts. She beat Muhammad Ali's granddaughter, Ramla Ali, who's like 9-2 now with 2 knockouts. When you can't punch, and none of these women can punch, and they got him with 8-ounce gloves on, it's like a battle of pillows, man. Why can't the promoters and or the sanctioning bodies see what I'm seeing?
I don't know. You're not the first one to say this. A lot of people have said this as well. You know, we'll get more stoppages. We'll get, you know, it'll make the fights a little bit more exciting as well. You know, even though women's boxing has, you know, last couple of years, especially, you know, Serrano and Katie Taylor, you know, we've seen some really good fights. But
you brought that one up. That was a heist. They gave that to Katie Taylor. Eddie Hearn must have paid for the judges. That was a heist. Listen, there are robberies, and then there are heists. A heist is beyond a robbery.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was a heist. I'm just saying, as far as entertainment value, as far as the fight, it was a good fight. It was a good fight to watch. The atmosphere was pretty good. It had a good crowd. I think they sold out the Garden, you know. So, but, you know, women's boxing has gotten a lot better. But, yeah, I would like to see that. I mean, maybe, and they don't need the 3-minute rounds if that was the case as well.
No,
and
here's what's up. With the 2-minute rounds, I boxed 2-minute rounds and 3-minute rounds. I remember the first time I did a 2-minute round, I lost to Eddie Smith. I didn't think there was nothing to it. I was fighting these 1-minute rounds, and then I quit for a few years. I said, okay, I'm going to come back. They go, well, you know, you're older now. The rounds are 2 minutes. Oh, no problem. Listen to that, man. I look like an asthmatic after the first round. I look like I had asthma. I kid you not. So Eddie licked me like a stamp. Eddie turned out to be a convict and had some problems later in life. But check this out. I see him at a 7-Eleven one night. I'm doing road work. I guess, you know, after winning a couple of titles, and I'm doing road work and getting my water afterwards, and I see Eddie Smith. He's all deranged. He just got out of prison, and he's like all disheveled in the 7-Eleven store in South San Francisco. And I saw him in this and that, and I didn't think he was going to recognize me. So I said to the dude behind the counter, hey, you know who I am, right? He goes, yeah, you're Pedro Fernandez, the boxer. I said, yeah, right. I said, you know I've won those Golden Glove championships, right? And I'm saying this out loud, and to get his attention, he's across the 7-Eleven, right? So I get to Eddie, started to look over at me. I said, you know who the first dude to ever beat me was? That guy over there, Eddie Smith. What's up, Eddie? And Eddie was like, you know, like little drunk, a little messed up, this and that, a little mentally disturbed, this and that, because he went to jail for mayhem. He went to jail for biting some dude's nose off.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a good thing. Here's what's up. It's a good thing I didn't piss him off in that fight.
You wouldn't have a nose. Your nose might be looking a little bit like Teofimo's.
speaking of Teofimo, time to stick a fork in him.
I wouldn't say stick a fork in him, but he didn't really impress me last night. You know, I mean, the fight was, you know, he was fighting a guy that was tailor-made for him, and, you know, he couldn't do anything with the guy. He couldn't get him out of there. I thought he should have been able to get him out of there, but it was a very boring fight. It was probably, you know, 40 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
What did you say?
Watching that fight was like 40 minutes of my life that I'll probably never, ever get back.
And yet Socrates was sitting there with his popcorn and sodas, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because that's his guy.
Yeah, a little low blow, of course, to Boxing's PhD, which is our Saturday expert here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to us as well from the Bronx. 100 degrees or 90 degrees, and it's humid. I remember, as I said, Houston and Indio, California are pretty humid, no doubt about that. But nothing comes close to New York for some reason. I have no why. I don't know why you guys were cursed with that bad weather, man, but that's just not cool.
Nah, it's the humidity and the air quality here is not as good. I mean, it's New York City. So,
okay, you got a kid coming up on a card pretty soon, don't you?
Yes, a good friend of mine I've had on my show, Keith Colon. He's making his pro debut this Saturday in the Shakur Stevenson undercard. You know, he's making his pro debut. He just finished you know, the amateurs in the tournament, and you know, he fell up a little bit short in the finals. Some say that, you know, he got robbed in a fight, but Keith Colon, somebody to look out for. He's a real good prospect. I believe he's campaigning at 120, 126. Yeah, so
you know what's the only sport more crooked than professional boxing?
What?
Amateur boxing. I can tell you stories, man. And it's like, and the best way I can describe it to you is that you're playing blackjack, or you're playing dice. You roll a seven, they say it's craps. Say what? No, that's a seven. No, that's craps. No, that's a seven. No, that's craps. No, that's 21. No, that's 17. I mean, that's the best way I can put it. Getting robbed in a boxing match is psychological daunting. All right, so we give props to Claggett, don't we? I mean, the guy really deserved it. He went the route. He wasn't the greatest guy in the world, but Steve the Dragon Claggett can go home to the UK a proud guy.
Yeah, definitely. He definitely has nothing, you know, nothing to be upset about. He came in. He tried his best. You know, he kept coming forward, even though, you know, I thought he took a little bit of a beating, you know. So, nah, he has nothing, you know, to be ashamed of.
Okay. Did either of the Ali's look good to you? One of them lost and one of them won.
I didn't see the female. I seen Ali Walsh fight. Yeah. I thought he was pretty good. He looked good. He avenged his loss. I thought he won. You know, it was that last round was a little bit crazy. It looked like he dislocated his shoulder.
That's what it says. He overcame a dislocated shoulder to get the win.
Yeah, and in the last round. So he dropped the guy in the fourth round, and then the guy came back in the fifth round. It was a very entertaining fight, you know, but he avenged the loss. Good for him. What was interesting is his post-fight interview, what he said about what Teofimo was saying, that, you know, he's only fighting because he's the grandson of
Ali. You know what? Freeze that thought right there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. A network break. This is Sports Byline.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's young, he's handsome.
They know it.
He's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion of the world. I saw Sonny Liston a few days ago, Cash.
Ain't he ugly?
He's
too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
The guy interviewing the man that was named Cassius Clay at that point in time, or was known as Cassius Clay at that point in time, was future manager of Wilfred Benitez, Jim Jacobs, who at one point in time was one of the greatest athletes in the world. He was a handball world champion, I kid you not. And if you think handball's a joke, go play it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Take it back to the Bronx and bring in, of course, Tommy D. Anthony Joshua, my claim to failure, 28-3, 25 KOs, of course, been stopped one time, but he's taking on a guy named Daniel Dubois. And guess what? I don't know if you knew this, but Daniel Dubois is the IBF heavyweight champion.
Yeah, I did know this, that the that Usyk, I think Usyk
gave it up,
made the decision to drop the belt,
yeah,
for whatever reason, because they said they were going to strip him because they don't, you know, honor rematches. But yeah, they declared Dubois the new IBF champion, and he's going to defend it against Joshua.
Well, they let that rematch go down there with Haney in Kambosos, didn't they?
They really did.
Okay. Now, Daniel Dubois. Now, I've accused the International Boxing Federation, the IBF, which was founded by Bob Lee back in 1986. I've accused him of being, and I'm not the only guy. In fact, back in the days when there was print journalism, we used to call it the International Black Federation because of the fact that they always did black guy solids. Now, you know, you don't get given a title. I mean, Ken Norton was given the WBC title back in 1978. And of course, he promptly lost it to Larry Holmes in that great fight that went 15 rounds. But straight up, you can't give people titles. I mean, here's what's up. I remember in the Golden Gloves a couple of times, I saw guys win titles that didn't fight anybody. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, there was nobody to fight, yeah, and this kind of stuff. I couldn't claim saying I'm the Golden Glove champion if I didn't fight anybody.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how people can accept that. And you know, Dubois, I mean, they could have made the title vacant and just said Dubois and Joshua fight for the title.
No, but Dubois been, Tommy D, Dubois lost two fights, he's been stopped two times. He's a perfect foil. You see what I'm saying? He's a perfect foil here. They use him, they said, well, and he regained the World Heavyweight Championship. You hear what I'm saying? It wasn't a vacant bout. It was, do you see why they gave it to Dubois instead of making it vacant?
I see why, but now does he get to say that he is the champion? Like,
oh,
I mean,
yeah, that's what he's saying. I saw a quote of him.
Yeah, so if he loses, then he says he's the former IBF champion. Like, I mean, I don't think that's right.
I guess. Listen,
I mean, he did not win the title.
No, the International Boxing Federation has been mired in controversy for years. Of course, in the early part of the century, I went to the president then, and the guy that's founded it, the aforementioned Bob Lee, and told him that the FBI had films of him taking money from Doug Beavers, bribes from Doug Beavers to get guys raided. The money was coming from Don King and the fat man, Cedric Kushner, and people. I kid you not. So we had all this laid out. I told Bob Lee that in front of people. Bob Lee started taking nitroglycerin pills. Popped two of them right in front of me. Popped two of them in front of me. What's he taking? Popped two nitroglycerin pills. Anyway, he ended up going to prison for that. He didn't believe me. Thought I was bluffing. I said, listen, man, I need to talk to you personally. He goes, Pedro, because I was the man back then. At that point in time, I was North American Writer of the Year. I was kicking everybody's ass, okay? So he knew when I came up to him that I was coming with a loaded gun. So I went up, he goes, Pedro, anything you got to say, you can say in front of my people here. So I said in front of them, and guess what? That was the biggest mistake he ever made in his life outside of doing the original crime. But that was a dumb move by Bob Lee. So the International Boxing Federation has been mired in controversy for a long time. Now, of course, Joshua coming off the beatdown of Francis Ngannou. Before that, it was Otto Wallin. Before that, it was Robert Helenius. Before that, it was Jermaine Franklin. And he lost to Oleg Usyk, of course, two fights in a row prior to that. None of these guys are stellar opponents. I mean, Jermaine Franklin might have been 21-1 at the time, but I wasn't holding out hopes for him. Helenius, Wallin, Ngannou was an MMA fighter. I mean, this guy's building his reputation on false pretenses. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, to an extent. I mean, I have to, you know, admit that I kind of thought Wallen was going to beat Joshua. So that was a bad prediction by me because I thought Wallen was a serviceable guy. I thought Wallen would give him problems, you know. But they fought each other. I guess what they fought in the Olympics, and they've worked with each other before, so I should have known better. But yeah. Besides that, you know, Joshua's been getting, you know, kind of, you know, fights, winnable fights. But he's been busy. He's been active. So you got to give him that. Okay. And the same for Dubois. Dubois's been active, and he's got two big wins, you know, his last couple of fights. So credit to him. I just don't think he should be, you know, named champion. But he did beat a guy that everybody thought was going to beat him. He beat Filip Hrkovic, you know, and he beat him very decisively.
Big deal. Big deal. Sorry, Tommy D. But listen, you and I would only be like a 2.5 or 3-1 underdog against Flip. So, I mean, that doesn't say much for Flip.
Yeah, that's true. And then don't forget, he should have beat Usyk. So, I mean, that fight against Usyk, you know, they kind of took it from him with that body shot that they called a low blow. So,
yeah, that's a good point. So, here's what's up. Usyk is the heavyweight champion, the face of the heavyweight division. Does that mean the heavyweight division is lacking luster? Because I'm not excited about it.
I don't think so. I think it's a good thing. I mean, this is a guy that was a cruiserweight. Right. He unified and became undisputed cruiserweight, and now he unified and been undefeated, you know, undisputed at heavyweight. I think that's a great thing, you know, for the sport. You know, I just want to see these guys a little bit more active, you know, than fight just once or twice a year, you know.
Okay. I saw Shushu Carrington being featured last night, a little promo clip on TV. I thought that was really cool, man.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I mean, they're really getting him up there. I mean, that division is a hot division. You know, Robisi looked good last night. You know, that's another opponent that could be there for Shushu. You know, we saw Espinoza last week. You know, that's a pretty deep division, you know. So you got your boy Nick Ball is in that division as well. He's got one of the titles. Raymond Ford is there.
Is Nick Ball more will than skill?
I think it's a little bit of both. I don't want to discredit Nick Ball. Okay. Because, you know, that fight against Vargas, everybody knows that he won that fight.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, and it took skill to win that fight because he was down. You know, I thought he'd lost maybe the first five rounds, and he made adjustments, and, you know, and I thought he pulled it out. It was a robbery that they called it a draw, but I thought he won that fight. So I would say he's got skill and will.
Okay, last question for you. David Benavidez has been, of course, the number one contender at 168, the former champion, the interim champion. He lost that title on the scale when he didn't make weight for a fight, and I think it was over 3 years ago. But the bottom line is, you know, we've been wanting to see him and Canelo Alvarez get together. Now the WBC has said in a recent statement as of Friday, they've given him 2 weeks to make up his mind whether he wants to go at 175 or 168. Is that like the dumbest question you could ever ask a guy or what?
I think it is. And it's totally unfair because everybody knows that the fight that he wants and the fight that the fans want is him and Canelo at 168. And to give Benavidez the ultimatum, I think that's just BS.
Why is it? Well, here's what's up, though. You know, and I understand they make money with him, but there's got to be a point in time, even for Mauricio, where you got to stand up. You got to have some backbone, man.
Yeah.
In other words, this guy hasn't defended against the number one contender in over 3 years, and the last number one contender is sitting in the other room.
Is that the impeccable one?
That's him. That was the Iranian guy. The Iranian guy had lost his prior fight. Remember, he had lost his prior fight, so they made him number one. How could you be number one contender after losing your prior fight?
I don't. And we've been seeing this the last couple of years. I mean, Sebastian Fundora, credit to him, he won the title, but he got destroyed the fight before, and he gets a title shot. I mean. So we've been seeing this lately in the last couple of years. So,
hey, so did they set Tim Zhu up? Was that a setup from the start? Did they were going to pull Fundora in anyway? Because the other guy didn't make much of a serious run in training. We didn't hear nothing about him training. Nothing. Keith Thurman.
Keith, yeah. One time.
We didn't hear about him one time in training. So I think that was. Sock brought it up first, but I think it was a stone cold setup.
It could be. I mean, the more and more that is brought up and. We discuss it. I kind of think the same thing. We don't even hear from Keith Thurman now.
Samson Lukowicz, okay, that's the guy. Of course, they brought over Manny Pacquiao back in the days with with Murad Muhammad and things like that. But Samson, I'm not saying Samson's crooked, but Samson will find a way to bend things.
Yeah.
That's nothing. That's nothing defamatory. It's just true. You know, he seems to find a, his guys seem to be on the winning side of, you know, some pretty close things. And that Fundora thing you bring in, and plus the corner, the doctor, the referee, nobody stopped that Tim Zoo cut when the cut was in the top of the head. And like Stitch Duran told you on your show, that you couldn't stop that cut from bleeding because it was that vein on the top of the head.
Yeah. So that, you know, I mean, that was good. But that was his corner's fault. You know, his corner.
The
did,
doctor.
Did
what about the doctor? He looked. Doctor, hey, yeah, he looked like Abdul the Butcher, the wrestler, or some guy. And speaking of Abdul the Butcher, you have a good time at the WWE thing Friday night?
Oh yeah, it was a real good time. We was there at SmackDown at the Garden. It was a fun time.
Was The Rock there?
Nah, The Rock wasn't there. Nah.
You know, I knew The Rock when I remember seeing The Rock when he was 6 or 7 years old at the Cow Palace when his father was the big star out here, Rocky Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool to meet up with him. I haven't been to a wrestling event in like close to like 20 years. So that was like the first one I've been
to. But it isn't wrestling anymore. I used to be kayfabe. I mean, here's what's up. They made you believe for the time that you were there that it was real. And now they don't they don't make you believe that anymore.
No, they changed it to entertainment now. Yeah. So it's obvious that it's, you know, but.
Okay. All right. Now, let's go back to the heavyweight division. Outside of Usyk and, you know, God knows what he's going to do. He's got mandatories and this and that. Is there a heavyweight outside of that one Franklin here in the United States? Is there a heavyweight that we can look at for the future?
Well, the only one is Jared Anderson. I mean, Jared Anderson is the only American hope right now. But and he was there last night. He looked pretty good. He looked in good spirit.
He did. No. He looked pretty good. His face was cut. You know what I mean by his face being cut?
No.
When you're in shape, your face gets cut. You can see the bones sticking out of your face, and this unless you're a dope fiend, okay? Unless you're a crackhead, you know they come all the time. But no, you can see that that the water had been drained out of his face, and he had been training for several weeks.
Okay, he looked good. I mean, he looked in good spirits too. You know, this is a guy that got, you know, some mental problems as well. You know, I believe he's from Ohio. He moved down to Florida to get away from those problems.
Didn't he just outrun the Florida cops at 120 miles an hour or something like that, drunk?
Yeah, you're right.
Listen, I was a cop, okay? I was a policeman. Right. Very rarely do you outrun the police. It's you know, it's not even worth trying. Because one time, I'll never forget this, and they showed it on television. We had a police chase here in the city, and somehow somebody caught it on camera. And this guy went to cut an intersection and on a motorcycle and ran dead into a car and flew about 45 or 50 feet in the air. I mean, it was a great shot for TV, but it was a classic example of why you don't run from the police.
Yeah. Wow. Well, he's Jared Anderson's fighting next month. He's fighting this guy, Markin Bacoli.
Yeah.
It's a worthy opponent. The guy's like 20-1. He beat Carlos Takam. I don't know if
why
means...
is it when you use that word worthy, I get scary.
I mean, because they're going slow with this guy, with Jared. They're trying to groom
him.
No,
they're
up,
going
so...
backwards.
You think so?
I think he's made anyway. We'll see what he brings together mentally and physically. Lomachenko and Davis, that fight gonna happen?
I hope so, because I don't think there's anybody else at 135 that could give Tank any competition. Now, mind you, I know Loma's a little bit older now.
A little bit older. How older? Like 90, going on 100? Because you know them, right? You know those Russian guys lie about their age. I told you about that. Some Russian dude was over here one time, and we found out he was like lying by 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, but in his last fight, now mind you, he fought a guy that will make anybody look good. But in his last fight, he looked pretty good, you know, against Kambosos. So I think it's a worthy fight. At 135, I don't see anybody beating Tank.
Okay,
I mean, even Loma.
Okay, folks, we got to roll a little break, but that is from the man that finds mostly everything worthy. I'm talking about Tommy D. Now, Tommy D, first of all, I want to say this. Congrats on your daughter. She's going to college. She won some props, some scholarships, this and that. You and the wife, as I've said this 1,000 times, I'll say it a million times, you guys deserve props. Give the agent my best.
Thank you very much, Pedro. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Sir Thomas Dillamuth on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
It's never bragging when you're telling the truth. Straight up, let's check the odds. Of course, most of the all the favorites won yesterday. Of course, your Yermitha Mercado was a 2-1 favorite over Iram Ali, the granddaughter of Muhammad Ali. But all the favorites won across the board. Teofimo Lopez was 11-1 favorite over Steve Clagg. Give Claggett props for going the routes. Jesse Rodriguez a 5.5-1 favorite over Estrada. Of course, next week now, we've got Keyshawn Davis in a semi-main event. Pretty good fight, but a -1600 favorite. In other words, he's like a 16-1 favorite over Miguel Moduno. Of course, and then we look at William Zepeda. He's a -1300 favorite. I talked about him a little bit earlier. 31 and zip, he can fight. But he's a 13-1 favorite. Oshaki Foster, a -250 favorite over Robson Canseco. Of course, Canseco being the 2012 or 2016 Olympic gold medalist out of Brazil. I forget which one it was. Of course, he lost that first fight to Oscar Valdez, but I think he lost that first fight to Oscar Valdez. That was a bit of a ripoff. Jorge Masvidal, you know, that guy from the world of MMA, is a -245 favorite over another MMA guy, Nate Diaz. Of course, Nate Diaz fought Jake Paul, I think, last year or the year before. But the bottom line is, Nate Diaz, according to Jake Stitch Duran, made $9 million for fighting Jake Paul. More power to him. Anyway, of course, Shakur Stevenson, a -2500 to Arthur Hartinium. And of course, he's in plus 1420 underdogs. So the bottom line is, looks like the dogs are in deep water next week. They're not going to win. Straight up, you've been listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The executive producer of the Sunday show is the impeccable and Bailey Peck. Of course, stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming up after the news here on Sports Byline. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I got to make it right for everyone concerned.